Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
B98.5's Tad, Drex, and Caro podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
It's a safe place for your secrets. Confess your crazy. If you've got a confession, 404-741-0985. You can reach us, Tad, Drex, and Caro on Facebook. Let's start out here with Seth in Norcross. What's your confession?
I own a business, and I need legal advice a lot. So I figured out that instead of calling an attorney and paying $500 an hour for advice,
right,
I pay Instagram models $100. They'll post it, and most of the time, extremely qualified lawyers will either offer advice or take the case pro bono.
And she just passes the advice on to you.
Oh, yeah. That's the $100.
You know, it is crazy, Ted. You could come up with the most creative reel of all time and put a lot of work into it, and it gets like 10 likes.
Right.
A moderately attractive woman just sings a line of a song and gets 4,000 views.
She doesn't even have to speak.
Right.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, Charlie, you don't know the struggle we go through.
Yeah, because all my reels and Instagrams just blow up.
Andrea slid into the DMs at the Tad, Drex, and Caro Facebook page and says, I make more money writing fake reviews for shady products on Amazon than I do my full-time job.
Oh.
Don't trust anything you read in those reviews.
Oh, great.
Wow.
I look through those reviews.
I don't plain trust the internet. Like, I don't trust, you don't ever see, you search for a product and it's like, bestreviews.com. Like, they're on the take. They're not for real. All right, back to the phones we go at 404-741-0985. It's a safe place for your secrets. Confess your crazy. And Ashley in Roswell.
So I went for an interview recently at a popular Midtown steakhouse.
Mm-hmm.
It went okay until the owner asked during the interview, what do you know about me? And I was like weirded out by that question, and I was like, absolutely nothing.
Were you expected to know something about the owner of a steakhouse? I mean, I know you want to be invested in the business, but that's,
it sounds fishy.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. Like, it was off-putting, and I'm like, no, I don't know anything about you. Was I supposed to research you, like, on LinkedIn or something? I don't know. So he just laughed, he thanked me, and I left. And then on the walk home, I realized he asked, what do you know about meat?
Still an equally odd question to be asking.
That's probably the only job interview you can ask a person, what do you know about me? Because it's my favorite question, Tad.
Right. If you have a confession, you want to reach out 404-741-0985. We would be honored and frankly delighted.
We've been talking about the situation with my HOA. We're trying to build a back patio and like a little fire pit grilling area, and went back and forth. One of our neighbors called the city. They shut us down. Well, last Thursday, we finally got approval from the HOA.
Oh, hello.
Finally,
how much did that cost you?
It just costs us a lot of time and energy and like, oh, it doesn't have to be this way, people. Well, what do you know last night? Get an email from the HOA board like, hey, now that everything's approved, like, where's the new drawings? Can you start doing work again? Like, well, you need to get this thing going. I'm like, ha. I responded back. I'm like, are you punking us?
Yeah.
I'm like, you literally just gave us approval. New drawings take time and money. You guys called the city on us. Nothing is fast with the city. Like,
this
that take
was
time.
Going right before you got involved. We had construction people here, and now suddenly you approve it and you want us to hurry up.
Right.
No, it doesn't work that way.
So I responded back. I said, this would have been done already, and we would have been enjoying it. Now, my side yard where this is being done, it looks like a construction zone.
Right.
And because they put a stop work, or the city put a stop work order, so that means they literally had to stand up and walk away. There's junk everywhere in my side yard. And they're like, and so I responded back. I'm like, this is going to take months.
Yeah.
I'm like, we got to get back on the schedule. I'm like, I anticipate it being done maybe February or March of 2023. Like, well, that doesn't work for us.
They said that?
Yeah. I'm like, well, You caused it.
Yeah. So it doesn't work for them because now you've got blight. You've got all
right,
of this
right.
unsightly...
That they caused.
That they caused. So if it were me, dude, honestly, I would never complete the project.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I would leave all of that junk there in the yard for the time that I'm at the house.
Oh.
I would only complete it right before I was moving out.
We're it's definitely staying through Christmas. Definitely. That is how we are decking the halls.
I like it. Some of my vindictiveness seems to have rubbed off
on
me.
Oh, and I love it.
So we want to know, we're going to talk about this. If you're stuck in traffic, maybe you can be thinking about it. Who can tell us about the strangest living arrangement?
Yeah, Kourtney Kardashian was on a podcast yesterday and revealed that her and her new husband, Travis Barker, they definitely have an unconventional living situation.
Change is hard. For kids, they have both lived in their homes their whole lives. They each have their rooms and we are a block away. So we are like, what a cool time that like every night he comes over. We have our routines within our house.
Kourtney Kardashian with her three kids live in a house a block away. Travis Barker and his three kids live in a house. And that's the way it is right now.
That is so Hollywood. Like, what is up with these people? Like, just living completely separate lives. But, oh, by the way, we're married.
They have the money to keep separate houses. I would do the same thing.
I mean, the pros of it are you don't have to deal with all the things that irritate you about your spouse. Like, Ted, I know your wife, Jessica, hates that you will go into the kitchen, open up a cabinet, grab something, and then just simply walk away. She wouldn't have to deal with that.
Right.
That's part
of
marriage.
Perfect.
What do you mean? She's perfect.
Did you feel that earth shake when that eye roll right there?
What do you mean that's part of marriage, though? I mean, if you could get away from those little fights that will turn into huge resentment, why not?
I feel like that's part of growing as a couple. My opinion is you learn to compromise and deal. Like, you can't fix everything.
Compromise? Well, my wife and I were having fall pictures done recently. She wanted me to wear a sweater vest. I'm not a sweater vest guy. We compromised, and I wore a sweater vest.
Exactly. That's
There's
right.
no such thing as compromise.
The only reason Drex doesn't want to live in a separate house is that his wife would give him two honey-do lists.
That's right. Take care of two houses, yeah.
Strange living arrangement, 404-741-0985. It could be the people. It could be living in separate houses. It could be separate bedrooms. I know a lot of people do that.
Well, that doesn't sound so bad.
Right?
It's the Tad, Drex, and Kara Show, B98.5. Looking for the person who's got the strangest living arrangement because of the Kardashian and Barker households are living a block from each other and keeping it that way.
They're married. They didn't want to go full Brady Bunch and merge their six children together. So they're like, we'll just keep our separate houses.
All right. Marcy, Atlanta, strange living arrangement.
So my living situation is I live with my baby daddy's mom, and I'm with another man, and he lives with my baby daddy's mom and I.
Whoa. There's no weirdness between baby daddy's mom and your new man?
She's basically accepted him as her son-in-law, basically.
Does she like her more than her real son?
I think so. He's currently in prison.
Oh, her son.
There you go. The trilogy.
Oh, man.
That's what we're talking about. Strange living arrangements. 404-741-0985. Speaking of people discussing non-traditional living arrangements.
So weird.
Hey, cool if I just text in this other room? It's Tad, Drex, and Kara Show. Charlie filling in for Kara.
Yes, ma'am.
Kara had her baby on Monday. Everybody's doing well. Still no name. We should get an update in a couple of days.
I imagine that's going to be a strange living situation over at Kara and Ryan's house with the new baby. Different rooms. I mean, I remember when our daughter was born, it was like we took separate rooms and separate sleeping schedules and all that.
Yeah, you and your wife have stayed in separate rooms. It's worked out.
Oh, gosh, for 11 years now?
11 years.
What?
It's worked out.
Well, right now, I've got a daughter sleeping with her mom in one room, and I'm sleeping with my son in another. So it's basically worked out the same. We go to bed at 8 o'clock. They do their
thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
My mind is blown, you guys.
Is it possible, Charlie, that you, living in your house with your bedrooms and you sharing a bed with your husband, maybe you're the weird one.
Maybe that? I am. Yeah.
We're looking for this.
Don't say so weird. We like the word unique.
Yeah.
Traditional is unique these days.
Sybil and Marietta looking for the strangest living arrangement.
So my dad divorced my real mom around the time I was 9. Then he moved to Idaho and married another lady. And then he divorced her and married her sister. And then, so I have a cousin who's my cousin and my half-brother. And then he allowed my stepmom to still live with us. She got remarried, and they lived with us and had a kid. So my whole life, that's all it was just this dysfunctional family stuff. I moved out when I was 16.
Get out. Could not get out of there. I bet you when you told your parents, like, I'm moving out, they were like, we understand.
Yeah, I'm the oldest of 10 because it's just, like, such a blended family. But I was like, oh, I can't deal with this stuff anymore.
Well, it's good that everybody got along, though, you know?
Yeah, I guess.
Greatest answer ever. There's a country song called I'm My Own Grandpa. Let's see here. Kinsley in Claremont, strange living arrangement.
So I was living with the dude I was dating, and we were living at his best friend and girlfriend's house. Ended up, he was cheating on me with his best friend's girlfriend the whole entire time. They got married now.
Oh, they did.
How did you find yourself in that situation to begin with? How was it like, hey, we should move in with your best friend and his girlfriend?
Because she had a divorce at the same time. So we were helping with kids.
Oh.
And then
You were helping watch her kids while your boyfriend was hooking up with her? And you're so happy. I love it. You're probably happy because you're out of
the
situation.
It was toxic. Me and his best friend just laugh at the situation.
Did you and the best friend get together?
No, we've been best friends for over a year, so we're just best friends.
It's only a matter of time.
We've thought about it for some time
now. Yeah. Make sure we get the invite.
Oh, I definitely will.
All right.
Keeping you up to date with everything happening in this crazy world.
Hey, what happened?
Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Sunshine with a high of 80. It's 54 in Midtown. Braves beat the Marlins 2-1. And want to let you know about a major crash, I-85 southbound before Beaver Ruin Road. The interstate is shut down in Norcross. That's 85 southbound Beaver Ruin Road. Ashley Fresca has another update coming up in 3 minutes. Charlie, what's going on?
Some good news. The Braves have officially clinched the National League East Division for the 5th straight year. So what does this mean for who we play, when we play, and how you can catch a game? That is coming up with Info to Go in just a minute. But first, what is this word inflation? Like, it's being thrown around everywhere. Mm-hmm. The best way to describe it is everything is going to cost more, including Christmas trees.
Aww.
I know, costing close to 20% more this year. But here in Georgia, we might get a little break, especially if you choose to buy locally.
I would say a choose and cut tree farm in Georgia, you could pay as much as 50% less than a Fraser fir brought in. And that's strictly the cost. I mean, a Fraser fir costs $10 or $12 just to bring it in itself.
That's a lot of money. So that's Nathan Bottom with Bottom's Christmas Tree Farm Incoming. The other good news is we've had a few good years of growing, so there's plenty of trees. They just have to get mature enough to be able to cut down.
I spent some time at a Christmas tree farm a couple years ago, and I guess it takes like 8 years to grow like a decent Christmas tree.
Who knew?
Just to have it cut down. If I was that farmer, I'd be like, this is my baby.
I know.
It's okay.
So artificial.
This tradition of chopping down a perfectly live tree and dragging it into your home to dry out and spread needles everywhere.
Clark W. Griswold?
Not Clark Howard, I'll tell you
right,
that.
That's right.
It took the Braves just 2 runs to beat the Marlins last night to clinch our division for the 5th straight year. So here's how it went down on Bally Sports last night.
In the air right. Ronald is there, and the Braves have won the East.
Yes. Oh, so excited. So there are a lot of questions. Let's get them answered for you. The Braves will play the winner of the Phillies and the Cardinals series starting next Tuesday and Wednesday at Truist Park. Now, unfortunately, there is standing room only. Tickets are the only ones that are available to purchase from the Braves. You'll have to hit up those third party sites like StubHub if you want a seat, and be prepared to get out the wallet. Nosebleed seats start at $70. And if you want one of those nice comfy seats, $5,000.
Ooh. You're talking about the ones that are right behind home plate.
Yes, the padded ones.
The Mark Arum seats.
Well, and you got to dress up. Like, you got to look good if you're going to sit in those seats.
Yeah, you're on camera a lot.
So this is very good because the Braves have this momentum that was down to the wire last couple of games of the season. They clinched. It's like, woo.
I saw a stat yesterday because I stayed up too late watching that stupid thing. Since June 1st, they were like number one in record, runs, pitcher ERA, home runs, the whole thing.
It's amazing. The turnaround that they've done is just impressive.
It's gonna be a great fall.
Choptober?
Choptober. Oh, I'm all in.
TMZ and People Magazine call her to see what's happening. Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Shannon in Douglasville.
Yes, that's me.
All right, let's kick Tad out of the studio, Shannon.
All right, get out of there, Chad.
All right, best of luck.
Thank you.
All right, Tad's going to leave the studio. We're going to ask you these five pop culture trivia questions. Then we'll bring Tad back in, ask him the same exact questions as he's filling in for Kara on maternity leave. Get more right than Tad, you get $100 of his money. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
Question number one. Sources confirm Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen have hired divorce lawyers. What sport does Tom play?
NFL football.
Question two. A town in Canada has erected a 17-foot-tall Cheeto statue. What's the name of Cheeto's mascot?
Chester.
Question three. The Frasier reboot has been picked up by the Paramount Plus app. What show did Kelsey Grammer's character Frasier first appear on?
Cheers.
Question four. Kourtney Kardashian revealed her and her husband live in separate houses. Her hubby Travis Barker played what instrument in the band Blink 182?
He was. Bass guitar?
Question number five. The Braves clinched the NL East Division for the fifth straight year last night. Prior to 2022, what year did the Braves last win the World Series?
1996.
All right, going to bring Tad in. You did well, Shannon, just struggling on a couple questions. We'll see how Tad does.
Dang it.
Tad making his way back into the studio.
Did I see you open your computer to do some research? Is there
just
a
making sure that I had the right answer and Shannon had the wrong one.
Okay.
All right, you ready for your same questions?
Yes.
Number one, sources confirm Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen have hired divorce lawyers. What sport does Tom play?
Plays football.
That's what Shannon said, 1-1. Question two, a town in Canada has erected a 17-foot-tall Cheeto statue. What's the name of Cheeto's mascot?
Is it Chester?
It is Chester.
It is.
So Shannon said 2-2. Question three. The Frasier reboot has been picked up by the Paramount Plus app. What show did Kelsey Grammer's character Frasier first appear on?
He was on Cheers.
He was. That's what Shannon said. Knotted up at three. Question four. Kourtney Kardashian revealed her and her husband live in separate houses. Her hubby Travis Barker played what instrument in the band Blink 182?
It's a beautiful tattooed drummer.
He is.
Yeah, buddy.
Shannon's a
bass player.
Yeah, buddy.
All right. Question five. The Braves clinched the NL East Division for the fifth straight year last night. Prior to 2022, what year did the Braves last win the World Series?
Is this the one that you had to look up to confirm?
Mm-hmm.
Was it 95?
It was 95
when they beat all these Braves questions.
95 Braves win the World Series, 96 Olympics. Come on.
I mean, I know this. I'm from here.
I'm from here too. How many years must you live in a city before you could say you live in the
city?
We're
never going to.
7 years?
Not.
We'll always be damn Yankees, Ted. All right, final score 5-3.
How dare you?
In Douglasville, are you smarter than Tad?
Not today.
All this shade coming on Drex and I before we give you the tickets to go see Ed Sheeran? That's pretty risky. We are going to give you tickets. The Mathematics Tour, Mercedes-Benz Stadium, May 27th. Pre-sale Thursday, tomorrow, from 12 noon to 10 p.m. using the code word SHIVERS, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
We play twice every weekday morning, 6:35 and 7:35. You can always sign up if you want. Just go to TadDrexandKara.com.
You need forgiveness. I'm sorry. Tad, Drex, and Kara help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
James, I understand you recently went through a divorce. That must have been tough.
Yeah, man, it was a little messy. I mean, we've got a kid in the mix, and it's just been tough.
And you reached out to us because you need to ask your ex-wife's forgiveness. You guys have been split for, what, 2 months now?
Two 2 months since the divorce was final, yeah.
And what did you do?
So, like I said, we have a kid, 16-year-old. His name is Austin. It's our son. And I got him a new truck for his birthday.
Wow.
And she completely read me the Riot Act and saying that decisions like that need to be discussed and agreed upon between the two of us. And she accused me of just trying to buy my son's love back. Mm-hmm. And that's completely untrue.
I don't know how, like, what the conditions are of divorce, how that looks. Can the judge say you're not allowed to make big decisions and here are big decisions? Or did you really?
No, come on. A judge is only there basically for the well-being of a child. That's just her controlling the situation. But, I mean, I was just trying to do something nice for him.
Okay, and so but you're calling to ask her forgiveness. Obviously, in your voice, you can hear you're still a little bit upset. Mm-hmm. So why are you looking for forgiveness then?
So she actually left the keys to the truck in my mailbox yesterday, saying that my son won't accept the truck. So now everybody's upset because, of course, he wants the truck. I just want you guys' help clearing things up.
So your ex-wife was like, no truck for you. You give that truck back. You think she pressured him into giving the truck back?
Of course. Come on. What 16-year-old doesn't want a new vehicle?
Let's find out. We're going to call your ex. Her name is Haley, right?
Yeah.
All right. We'll call her and see if we can get forgiveness for you next, okay?
Okay.
It's hard to ask for forgiveness.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
So Tad, Drex, and Kara are here to help you do it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
James has been divorced for 2 months, got his 16-year-old son a new truck, which made his ex furious. In fact, she dropped the keys off to the car, put them in his mailbox, and said, no, you're not giving him a truck. James wants help ironing things out, smoothing things over, getting forgiveness from his ex. James will help you out. Just hang tight here as we talk to Haley.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Haley?
Yes.
This is Tad, Drex, and Kara from B98.5. How are you?
I'm doing well. What's going on?
We heard that there might be an issue with your ex, James.
Wow. I mean, there are multiple issues, but are you calling for one in particular?
Yeah, let's talk about this little truck debacle. What's going on with that, Haley?
I mean, he told the judge he was broke and couldn't even afford child support. Then he goes out and buys our son a brand new truck. I mean, it's really frustrating. Like,
all right,
so either you're broke or you're not.
You're just saying that he told the judge that he's broke and that he could afford a truck. Do you have full custody but aren't getting any support? Are you getting whatever?
I'm going to just be honest. Zero.
You do not have full custody. I get him every other weekend.
Oh, my God. Here we go. You're on the call, dang.
So, Haley, this is a feature on our show that's called Forgive and Forget. James called to ask forgiveness about the truck. James, how are you able to buy a new truck if you're broke? Haley just said that you're broke.
Well, I didn't, like, technically buy it.
Right. Is it a lease or something? Did you steal it? How did you get it?
No, we own it outright.
We own it? I swear to God, my name better not be on this lease. And you already ruined my credit once.
The truck belongs to a friend of mine who is also recently got divorced. And she got the truck in the divorce and said it reminded her too much of her ex. So she said I could give it to my son.
She.
Wait a minute. Are you seeing someone?
Haley, we're divorced. Why do you even care?
We've been divorced for, what, 12 minutes? And you're already seeing somebody?
Sounds pretty serious if she's giving your son a truck.
Thank you. So you understand my frustration.
This is my private life. If you want to deprive our son of something he needs, then you can go ahead and be that monster.
Wow.
This is incredible. I'm done. I'm speechless.
I'm not going to judge. It seems quick to be in a relationship already.
James, are you dating this woman?
Like I said, you know, it's my private life. Yeah.
Well, this is a feature called Forgive and Forget, as I mentioned, and James called looking to get forgiveness from you, Haley. Does he have it?
What do you think? I mean, no.
The keys are going to stay in James' mailbox?
Yes. Where I left him. My son doesn't need a guilt. And I feel like now, because you're seeing someone, that's just your way of trying to ease that on him. No.
Oh, that's true. This is your new mom. She got you a truck.
Oh, Jesus.
Ooh. Oh, wow. New mom. Wow.
Come on, guys. Whose side are you on here? Come on. Tad, come on.
Can Tad have the new truck?
Hey, this is my private life.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Coming up tomorrow, Perry is in the hospital with a new baby and no husband. He split the moment the baby was born, and Perry knows why. We're going to help her ask forgiveness and get her husband back tomorrow morning at 7.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.